Welcome to the Valley Outdoors, and glad to have you guys with us today. We've got the full house. Don's here.
I'm here.
Ava's here.
And I'm here.
I'm Eric. And we are the Valley Outdoors. Glad to have you guys with us. A lot of fun stories to talk about today. We're going to be talking about a special event coming up towards the later parts of summer, first early fall. It's a huge deal. You're all going to want to try to participate. And I said try.
After the break.
Yep, right after the break. We're going to be talking about that. Talking about little fire extinguisher element you might want to know when you're going out boating for the first time this year. Make sure you know about that. And protecting forests by not doing something with firewood. Hang tight. More Valley Outdoors right after this. Ashkenam Resort on Ash River in northern Minnesota is a destination you're looking for. Ashkenam offers everything for the angler or family vacation with access to Lake Cabotogama, Namekin Lake, and the gateway to Voyageurs National Park. Thousands of acres of clean, refreshing water all available to you. This is your destination for your next fishing trip or family vacation. Check us out on thevalleyoutdoors.com. Do I need to say walleyes, northern pike, and crappies?
For the angler that has everything, or just thinks everything, grace your palm with the feel of a custom fishing rod made to your specs from Patriot Custom Rods. It will soon become a cherished tool in your hand, providing the sensitivity and feel you have long dreamed of. Patriot Custom Rods are specially designed to your species of fishing, rod weight, colors, grip type, and length. Treat yourself or someone else to a Patriot Custom Rod. Find us on thevalleyoutdoors.com.
Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together we can make a difference. Good to see you guys.
Yeah, it's good to be seen, as usual.
And it's always funny, Don. I mean, in our travels, people, they recognize our voices, which is odd. It's happening more often. And hey, you're on that radio show, aren't you?
Yeah.
And I've been doing, you know, obviously you've been doing radio for a long time. I've been doing radio for quite some time. But it is funny when your listeners recognize it. And now, not just recognizing the voice, they'll be able to join us and spend some time in the water. Pretty cool.
Yes, it's a great time. It's our Fish With Us promotion.
Second annual.
And you have between now and, I believe, near the end of August to get registered. All the details are going to be on thevalleyoutdoors.com. But it's 4 days, 5 nights. We'll be fishing at Ashkenam Lodge up on Cabotogama.
It's an awesome place. Super Namekin. Nice people.
We had a great time last year.
Yep.
I actually have some of the testimonials from the guys that were along last year that should be on the website.
Photos and everything.
Yep. And a lot of nice fish were caught, and I expect it to even be better this year.
Yeah, it'll be a good time. I certainly enjoyed it. You don't have to have your own boat. If you'd like to bring your own boat, you can.
Right.
Otherwise, you'll be rotating with the various guides you'll have up there. Don, you're one. I'll be one. I believe have a couple more, three other guys that we'll be bringing up, or two other boats will be coming up there.
Yep.
It doesn't get any better. I'm at a loss for words because it is kind of the neatest deal ever. You just get there. You need to get there. Food, the lodging, the boat.
Camaraderie.
Yeah.
Social hour.
Yeah. And you might learn some. I might try to learn you a thing or two.
Yeah. We tried that last year.
I didn't learn you anything, did I?
You did learn me one thing.
I know. I learned
how Ava, not to tie a knot.
So Ava, so I purposely tied him a crawler harness. So that's two hooks.
It's called with a slip hook.
A long line, because I was catching them on it. This just using two hooks, and basically a bead or a little spinner, right?
Okay.
And a night crawler, and finally Don gave in and he said, "Okay, fine, tie me one." So I tied one for him, but it was a special one for just Don.
Uh huh.
Were you mean to him?
Yes.
The front hook slides all the way down to the bottom hook when you get it.
It's called a slip hook, right?
It's called a slip knot. So every time.
I'm pretty convinced he just made a mistake tying it, but that's okay.
Imagine what a crawler harness is. I tied a special one just for Don so that the front hook would always slide back once there was a fish on it. He couldn't figure out what was going on, and everybody else was solid. I tied both of them exactly the way it needed to be, and he's looking at me. He's like, oh, figure. Go figure.
Yeah, well, I cut it up.
Yeah, well, and then you've...
I've tied my own.
Yeah, I know. But it was very enjoyable because once you got it on the line, I didn't realize it until after it was like fishing with it.
That's right.
That was fun. But yeah, it's a good time. No question about it. And you can win this trip. It's going to be going on with across the Midwest. How many times can you register?
Often as you like, every day.
You can once a day.
Yep.
You can register once a day. So remember that. If you can't win if you don't register.
That's right.
And if you register more often, there may be more often chance that
you get a better chance.
You get a better chance.
Yep.
See? How about that, Ava?
Easy.
Huh?
Easy peasy.
Mm-hmm. I'd say it's
pretty
simple.
Let's go fishing. Fish with us.
Fishing with us. It's going to be fun. It is fun. And I grew up fishing at Cab, and it's an awesome northern tier lake, and just the Mother Nature out there is pretty solid. So... And we got big boats, so it's not an issue with that side of it. If you don't have a big boat, you want to go out, and you'll have full guiding. We'll share information when we get back, and everybody knows what everybody else is doing. So it's just a good time.
And what was the dates again?
17th of September through the 22nd.
So clear your calendar, get registered, and your shopping list has only got to be probably a good rain suit. The rest of it we can provide.
Fishing license.
And a fishing license, yep.
Got to have that. Got to have
that. And you have to get there.
Well, there is that too.
Yep.
That's not a big deal.
Nope.
Real quick, Don, we want to cover this before we go too far. This is going to be coming up on the big weekend. A lot of people going out in their boats. Make sure you check your fire extinguisher. Old is not good. And what's also a tough question is, Don, what do you buy that you hope you never have to use?
Fire extinguisher.
Yep, that, Band-Aids, insurance, and, of course, extinguishers. You don't want to have that issue. And boating laws have changed, and it is required equipment on a boat. You have to have that on your boat, and it's with good reason. Now the U.S. Coast Guard has introduced new legislation about onboard extinguishers, effective last April. Need to be fully charged, properly stowed, so you can access those units somewhere quickly. And it has to have been purchased less than 12 years ago. A 13 or 14-year-old extinguisher might work, but it would be like a Band-Aid with a funky gauze on it, etc., so it's not going to be cutting the mustard. Some may have a date abbreviated like 17 in the stamp or near the UL label. If your extinguisher has a date stamp older than 2010, get rid of it.
Then or replace.
Put it aside and have it as a backup, but do not rely on that. So that's really the big thing. So keep that in mind and be safe on the water. This weekend, everybody, it's going to be a lot of people out fishing, a lot of people out doing whatever activity because everybody's tired of being cooped up and they want to enjoy some time with family and friends. So watch that. And speaking of watch that, well, how about listen to that? Don't leave. Don't go away. We're going to be back with more Valley Outdoors.